With that, we bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, who had the opportunity to call Vanderbilt's first bowl victory in over 50 years. Joe, good morning. Great call the other day. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Kevin. Have you thawed out yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Good to go. And it didn't feel near as cold with as great of a football game it was.
That's true. I knew at the end of the game when Bobby told me in the post-game interview, when he brought up, "Boy, you're lucky you were in the booth today because it was cold." I knew it must have been. And then he gets the Gatorade bath at the end of that, which I don't think he minded at all. I tell you, it's been, to me, one of the better bowl games played so far. It was close all the way. It was physical. It had a little bit of everything. It had great defense. It had some excellent special teams play. It had all the drama that was built into it. And then for Vanderbilt to win it the way they did, by having to score late in the fourth quarter, sort of summed up the way their season went. You know, how many of those did they have early on that could have gone the other way? So I just think it turned out to be something very special. And it's funny, there was so much at first when people said, "Oh, we're going to the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl. We're staying in Nashville. We don't even get to go out of town." And I think it turned out to be a great thing all the way around. I think Vanderbilt fans turned out in mass for that game. It was probably, when you think about it, and you and I have talked about it, Kevin, it was probably the biggest home field advantage Vanderbilt's had in a long time, you know, because so many times playing at Vanderbilt Stadium against an SEC opponent, they've got 10 or 15,000 of their own fans there. That wasn't the case for this game. So I just think it was a tremendous game all the way around.
It was a happy ending for a hometown guy in Bryant Honfeld. Yeah. He made the kick to win the ball game. You know, a guy who's been through some ups and downs, has had some just terrific game-winning kicks. He's had some tough misses, had some injuries, but he goes out a winner in his hometown and kicked the game-winning field goal in the game on Wednesday.
He had talked to me about that in the pregame, that would be the way, obviously, he would love to go out. And, you know, I guess his biggest kick in his career prior to that had been the Georgia win.
Right.
He'd had a couple of opportunities for big ones, one against Tennessee, obviously, that he just missed. And so those things sort of all get forgotten when you go out, you know, this way. You know, we were talking, I think, after the game the other day, I think back to the last time players did certain things. You know, the last pass Jay Cutler threw as a Vanderbilt Commodore was the touchdown to Earl Bennett to beat Tennessee. You know, the last kick Bryant Honfeld had was the one to win the bowl game. You know, that's the way they'll be remembered, and that's the way it should be.
Joe, I thought it was great. You know, Myron Lewis enjoying a little turnabout. First, he gets beat by a little used freshman, Colin Larmond, for the only BC touchdown. And then he turns around, Lewis does, with the game-clinching interception at the end. You know, this is a kid, you know, again, who played awfully well, kind of under the radar, but you know, he had his moment as well at the end.
You know, Mark, you could make a case for Myron as being there were so many, you know, solid defensive players for Vanderbilt this year. You know, Myron's at or near the top of the list when you look at him coming in with, you know, four interceptions, five interceptions by the time he was done this season, five sacks. He was a very solid player all the way around, and he's the guy, you know, for all season had DJ Moore on the other side, and so folks would look at that and think they needed to go over there and try to pick on Myron, and Myron made them pay for it. A couple of big interceptions to end games. You know, the Auburn game comes to mind, and then, of course, this one in the bowl game. So, and great to know that he's going to be back as a senior next year. You know, you lose Rashard Langford, who's going to be so tough to replace. Sean Richardson will do a good job. You know, of course, Ryan Hamilton will be back. You lose DJ Moore, but you saw Casey Hayward play quite a bit in that game. So I think this defense has a chance to be very good once again.
Joe, very hard sometimes. It's hard enough to turn a team around. It's even harder, I think, when they're playing as poorly as Vanderbilt did down the stretch, to really turn it around the way they did and win the way they did at the beginning of the season. And I'm thinking of Brett Upson, you know, who really, in a lot of ways, dictated field position for so much of that game. And, of course, one of his punts led to Vanderbilt's only touchdown. But the Commodores resoundingly won the kicking game.
Yeah, they certainly did. You know, he had nine punts, which is a bowl record for Vanderbilt. Three of them out inside the 20. Two of those were out inside the 10, as a matter of fact. And he just did a great job of flipping the field, averaged over 42 yards per punt. I thought what was interesting, you know, so many times you'll see teams take a month, you know, between the final game of the regular season and that bowl game, and they'll come out stale, they'll come out making a lot of mistakes, the timing's off, all those kinds of things. When you think about it, Vanderbilt in this game did not have a penalty, not one. They did not have any special teams glitches. They by far won the special teams game, as you mentioned, Mark. Defensively, they played, you know, they gave up a little over 300 yards, but made big plays. I just think it was a very well-prepared team that went out and did not make a mistake, and that's why they won the game.
Basketball, quickly before we go, you guys headed to UMass for a game tomorrow?
Heading up there today, going to be a tough one. You know, UMass beat Kansas earlier this year in Kansas City. They feature a young man named Tony Gaffney, who's 6'8". He's already got 59 blocks this season. Now, that's just one guy. You know, Vanderbilt as a team, I think, has 63 or 4, something like that. So he's done an amazing job. He averages 12 rebounds a game. He is going to be a force for the Commodores to deal with. This turns into a pretty big opportunity. If Vanderbilt can go on the road and get a nice win like this before they head into conference play, it'd be a big feather for them.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Safe travels. Had a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year to you.
You too, Joe.
Thanks, sir.
All right. He's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher, each morning on our show at 6:55.